Shmaitza Shir, Thursday night, Orla Beis Shvat, Thursday night, and we're learning Shmaitza Vov, and we're in Perek Yudalit, I believe, and let me tell you where we're holding here. Shmaitza, the beginning of Perek Yudalit, clarifies, in Perek Yudgimel, he brought down two tshuvos aran. And, like, very superficially, they seem a little contradictory. But Lemaisa, they're not at all contradictory, and that's what he speaks out in the beginning of Perek Yudalit. There's the Ran in Simon Mem Zayin, and the Ran in Simon Lamed Dalet. In Mem Zayin, the Ran says, or stresses, or is madgish, that Kivin Shehigit is only in Bezdin. Only an Eidus, that they say they're Eidus in Bezdin, that then there's the din of Kivin Shehigid. And even in Bezdin, you need Nechkara. It's not Nechkara Mamish, because Issavahedda doesn't have Trishva Chakira, and Tumma Batar doesn't have Trishva Chakira, but they ask him to prod him, they question him, they grill him, they make sure he knows what he's talking about. So the Ran stresses in Mem Zayin that you need Dafka Bezdin and you need Dafka Nechkara. Nechkara, I do some of the Bezdin. In Simon Lamed Dalet, the Ran says, other Rabbi, he says that Eidus that does not need Drisha V'Chakira, and there's two types of Eidus that does not need Drisha V'Chakira. Either Mikra Adina doesn't need Drisha V'Chakira, like Yisuf Heter V'Chulu, or Momin, which needs Drisha V'Chakira, but Chazal V'Masakein, not to have Drisha V'Chakira, right? So the Ran says that there's a mashmos that you need Nechkaru, and without Nechkaru, so they could be Chayzer, even after they went out of Bezdin. So the Ran says, how far do we extend this? You're telling me if you don't have Drisha V'Chakira, let's say in Momon, they were Masak and you don't need Drisha V'Chakira, so that means theoretically they could say Eidus in Bezdin, and the Bezdin could pass when the guy owes money, and the guy could pay the money he owes, and then the Eidim could change their mind after the guy paid the money. The Eidim could change their mind after the guy ate what they said is not chalev. The Eidim could change their mind after the woman got married already. How far are we going to take this? So the Ran says, Nechkaros lav dafka. It means, it's totally in the Gemar Eidus. Once their Eidus was discovered by Bezdin, once there was a Gemar Eidus, so then they can't be chaser anymore. So Lechora, but then they're... I don't even know how to say it as a question. He immediately clarifies that there's no steer. But the Lechora is that in Mem Zayin he says you do need Nechkara, you need Beis Din, and you need Nechkara. That's what he seems to be saying in Mem Zayin. And in Lamed Dalet he's saying you don't need Nechkara, you only need that it's Nigmar in a certain sense. It was already the case closed. Beis Din already accepted the Aegis. So then he answers very simply that in Simon Lamed Dalet, I don't want to stop here because I really don't even understand the question, because the Ran's very clear what he's saying. In Simon Lamed Dalet he's saying that Nechkara is lav dafka. Of course you need Simon Lamed Dalet is saying that Nechkara is lav dafka. And even if you don't have Nechkara, as long as the Eidus is Nigmar, so there's a din of Kibin Shigat Shimon Chayzer Umagid. And Mem Zayin is saying a different point, that Chutz Lebeis Din, there's no din of Kibin Shigat, because a person's not medakti. Chutz Lebeis Din, he's not so careful about what he says, it doesn't have the same level of intensity, of diktu, and he's careful about what he says. It's a shtickle time of the Krah, and he's saying that the din of Kibin Shigat Shimon Chayzer Umagid is only on the Haggadah Lebeis Din. So really the two tshuvas are like not even... I don't know, they're not even talking about the same thing, which is what the Shmaitzer says. Let's look inside. Vanira Laniyos Daiti, from the beginning of Perek Yudalit. Vanira Laniyos Daiti Mishkoyer. Let's put it inside, please.
What? If we don't think Kibin Shehigit, right? They don't say it.
Then they can change their minds.
A year later? What?
Well, that's part of the Tamiya. How far do you take it? So, if the reason you don't say Kibin Shehigit is... That's the point, that once their Eidus is Nigmar, then you do say Kibin Shehigit. theoretically, if you have a case where there's no din keeping shahigid, they can change their minds a year later. That's the tmiya that the person has to run. If you say that there's no din of keeping shahigid, if there's no drisha v'chakira, so the Ron answers that nechkar is la'davka. That there's a din of keeping shahigid once their edus is nigmar. You don't need nechkar. Nigmar is enough. And the Tosefta that says you need nechkar is la'davka. It just means their edus has been accepted by Beis Din already. Basically, but then the other Ron says you don't say it if it's chutz l'beis din.
Oh.
But that's a different akuda because it's chutz l'beis din. That's what the Shmaita is going to ask. When we finish the Ron's summary and explanation, the Shmaita's summary and explanation of the two Ron's, he's going to ask, but we're still left with that nagging question that if a guy says Eidus chutz l'beis din, he says the chutz l'beis din. He says, let's say, this piece of meat is kosher. He says the chutz l'beis din. And then someone eats it. Then you tell me he could be chayzer. It's not logical. He's going to deal with that. Okay. The Shmaita will ask that immediately after he finishes clarifying what each Ran is saying. V'anir l'ani yastaitim is boyer midirei tshuvas haran. B'simin mem zayin of the simin lamed dalid. He midvarav simin mem zayin nireh. The Bechol Inyan Tzricha Dricha, that's what he seems to be saying. The Bechol Inyan Tzricha Dricha Mechakira, the Inyan Shayna Chayzer Umagin. Vilu Besinan Lamin Dalin.
He's not based there.
I'm not talking about Bezra. You need Nefkara.
Even if it's not a based there.
Vilu Besinan Lamin Dalin. I don't know what the Shmaitzer held. I don't know. I don't know what he held, if it's a steer. If you learn the Ron, what the Shmaitzer seems to be saying now, is very simple and clear. I said that already. I spoke it out. So I can't answer. He's clarifying what each Ron is saying. In Simon Mem Zayin, it seems like he's saying that you need Nechter or Mamish to have Enechayz or Magid. But in Simon Mamed Dalid, he's saying you don't. Kamoy B'dini Mamedish, that should be Enechayz or Magid anyway. Yim Kenu Adin B'Isra Behet there. Hello, the Ron's point is to say you need that the Eidus was said in Beis Din. That does not need Beis Din, but there's still no din of Chayzer Umagid chutz l'Beis Din. Now he has a problem. Now he wants to know the eight may have put the based in Shemay's bylaw. But now the eight may have put the based in Shemay's bylaw. The double of my based in Bitiru Ali Nase, the Nises. I lied, I'm changing my mind. So the Torah, the din is Toshut, the Ein Chayzer Umagid Lahotzi Isha Miyad Isha. He's saying, in Svara, that would be the din. But the Torah, Iran says, Chutzal Basin, there's no din of Ein Chayzer Umagid. So Taka, why not? He says, really, very simple parents. He says, once Bezdin Paskins, that's already called, once Bezdin, let's see it inside. Hainu Mishum the Chol Shem Boach Hakach Ladovel the Bezdin. Even if he said, Eidus put for Bezdin. But then the Bezdin had a Paskin that she's looking to get married.
That's called Nigmar Eidus in the Bezdin.
Hainu Mishum the Chol Shem Boach Hakach Ladovel the Bezdin Vichiru Ali Nosei, the Nisus Alfi Ha'eid, Havale Kenigmar Eidus in the Bezdin. That's a Gemar of the Eidus in Bezdin. Even the Kornais and Mice have been based in Alfi Eduso. Abel Bishloihei has been based in, right? He was Mayor Chutzla based in. Even the Digmar Eduso have been based in, the Ave Kehei and Eduso have been based in, which have been a Chazir Magad. So you see, Pesach, this is your question. And this is how he deals with it. And he says that even if the Eid is Mayor Chutzla based in, but once the based in Paskins, they sort of dragged the Eidus back into Beis Din. Well, not back. They dragged the Eidus into Beis Din. They dealt with it in Beis Din. And they paskened, I'll be that Eidus. So that's now called an Eidus in Beis Din. And the din of Einu Chayzer Magid would apply.
This is an answer what you said before about the piece of meat. It never goes into Beis Din.
If it never goes into Beis Din, then the Chora to Eid could always be Chayzer.
Like what you said before, he was saying
it's kosher,
he eats it, and then he says, I was joking,
it's trade. Well, I don't know if I was joking, he has no doubt. I don't know, let's say an aide comes to you after you ate something and says it was trade. So you know what, nothing you can do about it.
Right.
I don't know. But
once they act on it, we say that's the stuff. There's no there.
I don't know if people act on it. I don't know. Well, I don't know what a case would be. Well, you don't need Beis Din, as I say, Issa V'Hetter. You don't need Beis Din. So they say something, and then you go ahead and you do it. And then he changes his mind.
You have to bring the case.
What?
Yeah. Let's say an Eid says outside of Beis Din. Let's talk to Issa. He says this is Chelov. And you eat it. And it was Huchs of Lamed Yom. Oh, you can't be chayzer after Lamed Yom. Even a masla, doesn't help. Anyway, if you think of a case,
what did the Beis Din say?
His point is, there are times when you don't even need a Beis Din. By a woman getting married, you need the Beis Din to pass because she can get married. But if an aid comes and says this is chayzer, you don't need a Beis Din to pass because it's osur. You know the din of a definite bisurin, and you have to treat it as osur. Now, let's say you ate it.
You
would theoretically get Malkos. No, let's say in the Rambam's case, forgetting about the Shmaitz's Kiddush, that it's Huchsuk V'ir Lamed Yom. Let's say an aide comes and says it's Chelov. And you ate it. So according to the Rambam, you can get Malkos.
There's no Isra.
What?
There's no
Isra. No, let's say there was no Isra. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, that the Eid Echad said it's Chelov, Ha'isra Atzmoy Be'Eid Echad Yuchsan. You could establish an Isser based on an Eid Echad. And then the guy will get Malkos if he eats it. To move on with Eidim and Asra. So let's say the guy ate it, and it was Eidim and Asra, and then the Eid changes his mind.
So
the guy, you don't give him Malkos. You don't give him Malkos. What?
You're saying you let him change his mind even after the
fact. I don't know. He can't change his mind. There's no din of Eid Echad. The Chayra.
And the opposite direction also. The
I don't know. What was the opposite direction?
He says the meat's kosher and you eat it, and then he says, I was just joking, it's straight. So now you bring a chatos.
Maybe you called it oivet. Maybe you cooked it up in a chatos because you're an onus, but that doesn't really answer your question. The Chayra, according to the way we're saying it now, according to the Shuvah Saran at least, Eidus Chutz LeBezen can always be Chayzer Umagid. All the Shmaita is just hopping around the case where Beis Din has to pass it.
They do something.
But Eitan's saying, let's say Yisra V'Heter, straight Yisra V'Heter, where everything is Chutz LeBezen, the L'Chara,
if you're talking about Malkos, that's a Maisa Beis Din, no?
What?
If you want to talk about Malkos, that's a Maisa Beis Din.
Yeah. In what case?
The Chelov case.
Well, we're talking, let's say he ate it.
Yeah.
They don't need Beis. Maybe the Beis Din didn't pass in their mouth. But he ate it.
Okay.
So he can be saved from Malkus by the aid being chayzer. Okay, we're not talking about liars. The aid chayzer is chayzer. He's saying, I made a mistake. Chayzer Magid doesn't mean he comes in and says, okay, I changed my mind. You know, he has to say he made a mistake. He has to say or even I lied. You know, it has to be an mistake of chazor. It can't just be.
Including Erevah?
Erevah needs Beis Din.
Well,
if you have a case, I mean, it's very. There's only one case where an Eid Echad's never puts the Beis Din by Erevah, that's to say, Beis Baila. And you still need a Psak Beis Din that allows you to get married.
Which is our case here, that he comes into Beis Din, that brings the Eidus into Beis Din.
Remember, I want to remind everyone a point we made, that when you are Chayzer Umagid, remember we asked, so why isn't it two against two? Let's say there's no din chayzer umagid.
Change his mind.
Right. So he said,
change your mind.
So let's say an eight says mutter. Then he comes later, and let's say he could be Chayzer Umanis. And then he comes in and says also. So then that's not called Chayzer Umanis. He has to say, either I made a mistake or even I lied. He has to say he's changing his mind. If he just says differently, then it'll just be a clash. It'll be like one against one or two against two. It won't be Chayzer Umanis. There's a chiddush in Chayzer Umanis that your first words are bottom. But to achieve that, you have to say, Mavudani means I lied. I lied is also good. You have to change it. Yeah.
Wait, what's in the masla?
Not enough to just say.
The masla explains why you changed your mind.
Not enough to just walk in and contradict what you said before. You have to change what you said before. You have to say, I made a mistake or I lied. But if you just said mutter and now you're going to say usur, that wouldn't be called Chayzer Umanis.
That would be
exact shot in
the
masla. That would be called. No, I hope that would be called echad keneged echad. It would be called one against one or tray a tray. But it wouldn't be. No, the chiddush of Chayzer Umanis, I mean, I don't know if it's a chiddush, but people don't realize it. It's a chiddush. You believe this. That's how Rav Abba put down the question. Why do you believe it? Rabbi Chanan, I think, yes, I'm sure. If it's Chayzer Umanis, why do you believe his second statement more than the first? Why? So they should be equal. He contradicted himself. I think Rabbi Chanan, that's okay. So we answer that there's a concept called a person has, like, the koach, the ability to change his mind. It's not just a phrase. He changed his mind. So there is no more first statement. Again, Rabbi Chanan asks the question, why is there an assumption that if there's no din chayzer umagid, or whenever a person chayzer, why is there an assumption that the second one is listened to? Why don't you say it's one against one? Why should you believe the second one? Maybe believe the first one. I don't know if Rabbi Chanan answers it, but the answer is that there's a musub. It's a musub. It's a concept. It's called changing your mind, and it's truth of Hashma. It's not just words. It's I took my mind and I changed it. You transform.
Why are you assuming that the guy changed his mind? Because he really changed his mind, and not that something happened and made him want to change his mind because he'll get benefit out of it.
Whatever the reason is, it's called to change his mind. Whatever the reason is, but he's changing. The musig is, if I said something at 2 o'clock, and I said something at 3 o'clock differently, I guess theoretically it's possible if I have amnesia, and I don't remember what I said at 2 o'clock. Well, I would imagine you could have a theoretical case where I'm not changing my mind. You see here, they always say he says, Mabuda Ani. I lied.
You gave a kiss.
No kidding.
Kidding means I'm changing my mind. What I'm saying is that if you said something at 2 o'clock, and let's say you forgot about it. You forgot what you said. You forgot something. 2 o'clock you said something, and you forgot about it. You came in the next day to Beis Din, and you said something else. And you don't remember. You're not changing your mind. You're saying something else. That wouldn't be called Chayzer Umanis. I hope that would be called like tray or tray. It would be tray or tray. It would be one against one.
So long as Chayzer Umanis, nice, right?
In the case of Chayzer Umanis.
Why wouldn't it be because he'll be a master? Why not because he had the ability to explain it with a master? Why wouldn't that be what's giving him the co-author by the later statement is believed over the former? Because he has an explanation.
We're going without a master.
In this case, yeah.
Going without a master. The whole discussion of the Shmites in this barrack and the last barrack is all without a master. I'm pointing out that the word changing mind is not just an interesting phrase. It's literally true. And how legally, you're changing your mind. And if you don't change your mind, which I guess is shayach, if you don't remember what you said then, so you're not changing your mind, you're just saying differently. Let's say I learn a sugya with my chavrusa, and I come out with a certain maskana, I say a certain svara. And then 3 years later, I learned the sugya, and you know, I didn't chazal. I don't remember. I don't remember what I said. I don't remember I ever learned the sugya. And I say a different svara. So that would be called like one against one. My svara of a year ago said this. And you have no reason. Rabbi Chanan's kasha would be true. You have no reason to be madif the second svara over the first. Maybe the first one's right, maybe the second one's right. So you'd be cool. But if I remember what I'm learning a sugya now, and I say, I remember I said the following svara, and I now realize I was mistaken. It's a mistake. I now hold differently. So that's called changing your mind. And you see that naturally, it's not a serious question. Naturally, you have an adifus to the second one, which means we said a person is a dynamic. The brain is dynamic. I'm always growing. I'm always getting more intelligent. No comments, please. And I'm getting more mature and more wise. So, no, there's an automatic in teva.
The second.
In Teva, Hadvarim, the second one has an adifus over the first. But that's only if I know the first and I change my mind. But now I'm thinking, I just realized the chiddush. Maybe it's not a chiddush, but I just realized something. But when you learn that, no, I just realized a new thing. I'm not changing my mind. I didn't say differently.
That's a new thing then. It's not changing your mind. It's changing your mind that you're realizing a new thing.
You don't know what I'm about to say. I'm saying a new thing.
No, it's a yisoid. We're not saying a yisoid now. Anytime you come up with a new thing, it's not changing your mind. It's a new thing.
Of course.
So that's it. So the whole thing of changing your mind doesn't never start. It doesn't start because it's always a new thing.
No, sometimes I'm changing my mind. Now I realize the chiddush. When the Torah says the din of keeping shikin shimon chayzer umagid, there's two chiddushim in that din. The Torah is telling us two chiddushim. One is that you can't change your mind, and two, it's not even trey or trey. Means you don't have the koach to say a hagodas edus again against what you first said. The manifestation of that has, there are two manifestations of that. One is that you can't change your mind, and the second one is that it's not even trey or trey.
Why do you do the second one?
Because or else it would be trey or trey.
If we already said that there is no chozer, that the second one has no value.
I'm pointing out that selecting them two chidushim. One is that you can't be chozer umagid to change your mind.
What do you mean you can't?
The Torah doesn't give you a card. Once you say edus, gamarnu.
No,
do not pierce dough. Do not collect $200.
It doesn't mean anything.
You don't have a new lease on life.
Okay.
Nigmar.
Okay.
I'm pointing out, based on what we're saying, based on the things we're talking about, that has two distinct ramifications. One is that you can't be chozer. Yeah. And the second one is that even if you can't be chozer, so let it be trey or trey. It's not even trey or trey, because you can't say edus again.
If it would be trey or trey, then what would happen?
It would be trey or trey.
And
it would be trade, whatever that means.
You knock yourself out.
And, oh, I just realized something. I just realized that chozer umagid has two meanings. The word chozer taka has two meanings to reflect each of the ramifications. One is chozer. I'm chozer from what I said. That's the transformation, the changing the mind. The other one is like a colloquial phrase, which means I can't say something else. Chozer umagid, like chozer v'shonen. I can't say again. And that's connected, it's not even trey or trey.
So I can't come back again. I can't come back and talk.
That means chazal, you know, it's not a possible. It's learned out from in lo yagid v'nos avono. But now I want to show you, Baruch Hashem, we uncovered a little, the brilliance of Chazal, a little, because they chose a phrase They said, Kiva Chikat Shivana Chayzer Magid. They chose a phrase which has in it the two ramifications. Because Chozer means he can't be Chozer and be Magid. He can't change his mind. And it also means Shuveno Chayzer Magid. He can't say again, which is connected to Trey of Trey. So they pick a phrase which has both meanings. You look puzzled.
Well, no, I think I just know what I was saying, but I certainly understand that once we say he can't be Chozer, he can't. It stops. It's finished. So then why do we have to say the Kiddush of two against
You're absolutely right. There's only one, you only have to say one din to have both ramifications. That you only get a chance to say Aegis once. You only get one ticket in the lottery. You can only say Aegis once. You can't say Aegis again. But Chazal included in that both possibilities. One is that you can't change your mind, and the other one is that you can't say Aegis again and have it at least be Trey of Trey. And it's beautiful that both of those ramifications lie in the word Chozer. Because Chozer means Chazara, again. It also means to be Chozer, to change your mind. You hear? So Chazal Mamish picked a phrase which has both meanings. I think it's very nice. Shkoyah. What? Yeah, Baruch Hashem. To realize there's two ramifications of Shemana Chayzer Magid, and then realize that they both lie in the word Eina Chayzer Magid. Really beautiful. Okay, so he said, yeah, so Eitan's right. By Yisra Vehetta, where Bezdin never has to paskin. So according to the Chumash around that in Eitan's Chutz to Bezdin, there's no din of Eina Chayzer Magid. And you don't have this Shmaitzes Chiddish that when Bezdin takes it and paskins it, so it's called in Bezdin. By Yisra Vehetta, you don't have that. Sanachnami, Eitan could always change his mind. Can he change his mind even after something happened based on his Eidus? I guess so. I will kosher lohi teruli nosei, if they never even, avogab lagoi bezdin, chazir magid, kosher nigmadus of a bezdin. Because that's the second Shulah Saran, that an Eidus chutz from bezdin can always be chazir. I will call Shahid the Bezdin Isabahetter, but if he walked into Bezdin, even if it's to say the piece of Jesus trace, but if he set up in Bezdin, Logora Medini Moman is the Lord Boy Dirishaba Hakira, then we say, even if it doesn't need Dirishaba Hakira, but in Bezdin it has a certain import, a certain heaviness, and there's a din of Enochaisir Magi, Kosha Digmar Idu from the Bezdin. Say, Aniru Anius Daiti the Doik. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here because now we start on the new Indian. The solid. Second. The solid. Go ahead.
These stories in the back of the book of the code.